How have you not seen this?
Welcome back to How Have You Not Seen This. As always, it's me, your host, Dustin Meadows. Today I'm joined by a first-timer to the show and special guest host, KK Bracken.
Hello.
And our guest, Peter Brick.
Hey, how's it going?
And Kamari Stevens.
Hey.
And we just watched George Romero's Dawn of the Dead, 1978 zombie movie. Pretty good. Like all of Romero's films, a lot of social commentary offered up in them. As KK mentioned during the movie, not the most subtle, but still certainly fun, and in the scope of like using horror as a lens for like social issues and everything, zombie movies are really fucking good for that. And this is one of the more renowned zombie films, and of course Romero largely credited with kind of bringing the zombie genre into prominence as we know it today. KK, I'm gonna let you say a couple of things really quick.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of the very quintessential, like, zombies as consumers film, and I just really like it as subtle or is it as it is or isn't. I really enjoy that Romero. It's much more about, like, that commentary than it is about people eating brains and flesh.
Cool. Yeah. So, knowing that, Peter, how the fuck have you not seen this?
1978. Was that when it was made?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's why.
Look, Tango and Cash, I understand why you didn't see Tango and Cash when we did it. But this is a culturally important movie.
I think, my first zombie movie I think I saw was Shaun of the Dead.
Okay, not a bad one to start with,
yeah,
certainly.
No,
definitely one of the best the genre has to offer.
Yeah, it was good, and I like this one. It was a lot more, like, I don't know. It was campier than I expected. I don't know what I expected walking into it, but it was like, I was like, all right.
All right, we'll jump into some discussion on that. Kamari, how have you not seen this?
Same thing, Peter. I think the 78 is the thing that kind of kept me away from it. I have saw the remake, Dawn of the Dead, which is a lot different.
The Zack Snyder one, yes, very much so.
Not a bad movie. This one, I like moments of it, man. I'm not a super big fan of it. What makes you all like the movie a whole bunch?
For me, it's largely... like being a film student and having my bullshit degree in popular culture, like, and loving movies like I do, I can appreciate mindless movies, but I like it when movies have something to say too. And I think the best examples of genre films like horror and sci-fi are movies that have something to say about the culture and the time period that created them. And Dawn of the Dead absolutely fucking has that, and most of Romero's films have that, and most good zombie movies have that. And every bad zombie movie doesn't even try to fucking do that, and that's usually why they suck. Mm-hmm. It's literally... because, like, there was a rash where there were, like, genre... like, Western movies were made. They're just like, what if we threw zombies in it? Okay, why? People like zombies, right? What if we just put zombies in it? Why? Yeah. So, it's like... and it became, like, a gimmick for a while to the point where I was fucking burnt out on it. So, I appreciate things like this that use it as a tool to say something.
Like, I get the whole idea, like, mindless consuming, and the zombies, like, represent that.
Uh-huh.
But, like, is it a good movie? Like, I think it's so many parts where, as far as just, like, I like, it's probably one of the better zombie movies, just in the contained amount of people, where you got these four people, and they're meant to survive, like, all the shit.
Yeah.
Where you have, like, it's parts like when the guy first, I don't know, sometimes the characters just did shit that just like infuriated me.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And it's like hard to, I mean, I get the, that's like the main takeaway, but I also want to, you know, enjoy the movie as well. I mean, like, I'm not saying I don't like the movie. I'm like more neutral about it. I would prefer, like,
okay, kind of an ambivalence towards it.
Yeah, yeah. I love the character Peter. I like the characters. It's not even the characters. It's just like sometimes they just did shit that's just like
Well, and I think it's important to remember with a lot of zombie movies, especially these classic ones, like, they have never... The only difference for the universe from ours is that they've never heard of zombies before.
Right, right.
So, like, part of it is, like, the shot... Like, it's easy, you know, for us to, like, look at it and be like,
right,
obviously,
absolutely,
you need to be more aware of your surroundings or whatever. But for them, it's like, they've never been... They've never encountered, like...
Yeah, I was able to, like... And this is, like... This is the God as the creator of it. So, I mean, you know, like... I get that part of the, you know, this is a world where zombies, this isn't...
People don't know what the fuck a zombie
is. Yeah, they don't know what a zombie is.
Yeah.
They don't even call it a zombie in the movie. I mean, not that they should, because they don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, I mean, they're
they
like
did once,
arguing.
Actually. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
But at one point, Peter does use the word zombie, and I wonder if that was on purpose or just a slip of the script.
Well, and that's the thing, too, because, like zombies, like... KK knows this, I'm sure, but, like, zombies, like, they have their origin base, like, in voodoo.
Right.
And stuff like that. So, like, and fucking Peter's character even mentions, like, and that's what he refers to it.
Right.
So it's like a cultural thing. It's not like, oh, I've seen Night of the Living Dead a million times. It's a, hey, this is actually, like, the mythology and the beliefs that these things are fucking rooted in. And I like that they actually acknowledge that. Because now, like, for you, like, you watch a show like The Walking Dead and you're like, fuck you, it's 2014. How do you not know what this is? Like, do you have no popular culture in your world? Like, is every movie... Like, is everything just Glee in your universe?
I mean, but they have to do that, because
otherwise
it's too
easy. And they have to do it to a point, absolutely.
Yeah. That's why zombie comedies, usually they have heard of zombies, and zombie dramas, like straight films, they haven't heard of zombies.
Certainly. But, like, Shaun of the Dead does it perfectly, and they're like, no, don't say that, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the while they're running around and killing things that they have to just, like, destroy or sever the head. It's like, fully knowing that it's ridiculous, but being like, no, if you say what they are, it's somehow dumber than if it's just us running around killing them.
Right.
But I do want to go back to you asking if it was a good movie. I mean, I think that this, like, I don't know if it technically qualifies as a B movie, but I think it definitely translates that way. Like,
certainly, it definitely.
The storytelling is almost not linear. Like,
no,
it is technically, but it almost feels like a series of vignettes instead of like one.
No, I think it's parts of the movie that I would say leaving. I'm not like, oh my god, this was like a waste of time. This movie's plenty moving.
Yeah.
I just think I might just not be a big zombie guy.
Really?
Like, that's totally fair. You know, like, I get the commentary of it, but it just, like, it didn't, like, blow me away or nothing like that. You know, it's like moments of the movie that I enjoy, and then it's also moments of the movie where I'm like, oh my god, like, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, not even, you know, we were kind of commenting on the, like, you know, where they were, like, hitting the zombies and shit. But it's, like, points where, like, the characters just, like... Each character at one point does something. Well, not each character, but they just do
a couple
shit
of major guys.
Like the one, like the first guy, Raj, that gets killed.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, you already.
The dumbest fucking way to.
Yeah, like, you already know. Like, fucking. Like, you start off like, oh, this is a very tense situation, timid. And then it's like, oh, yippee-ki-yay, you get to the mall, and then you're all, like, free willing. And, like, I don't give a fuck. Just knocking.
But when Peter was, like, pulling him in the truck, and he's like, you're not just gambling with your life. I think he was saying, like, because I think that suicide is sort of, like, the.
Wasn't it just the mania?
Yeah.
No,
right.
I mean, like, and that's what they kind of introduced it with the first police officer you kind of see that's just going around just shooting motherfuckers in the building.
Yeah.
It's just like, I understand it. But it's just like, I don't know, I just feel like if you're in the trenches like that, where they had became this, like, group, and they were, it's like, all right, we're in this group, we're trying to survive this, and it's just like when Flyboy is like shooting, and it's like Peter, and I mean, like, Peter, that's why I like Peter. He was the voice of reason throughout the whole movie.
Yeah,
and he's trying to hold these people together, and then they do shit like start shooting at the regular people
for no reason.
But he even says it, like, right before he starts running, like, no, this is our place. So, like, it turns into a fucking
I guess, like, the whole human nature thing. But
exactly,
I guess,
and that's why.
And
this movie,
I think,
works.
That's
okay,
the one.
They're stealing jewelry.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
Nah, it means nothing. And I mean,
but they can't.
I guess a lot of my disdain is just like, you get with these. It's one of the few zombie, and I think Shaun of the Dead did it. You can't have too many people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got so many people, you don't care about anybody getting A. So you got these four people from the beginning that you're with throughout the whole movie. And not so, like, I'm not assuming that they're going to get out of this. but I at least don't want them to do shit that fucks it up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It fucks up the slim chances that they have to get out of this shit in the first place.
I have to say also, I think it's good that you feel this way, because I think you're supposed to feel this way.
Yeah, yeah.
You're supposed to be furious with these people for kind of like giving up in one way.
Boneheadedly fucking
right.
it
even
up.
Like, yeah. Even Peter, like, I mean, at the end, it's like, all right, you let the lady, you let her get in it, but she don't like kick the ladder.
Yeah,
the movie was gonna end with him fucking killing himself.
Yeah, I mean, either way, like, you know, so it's
like that was the original ending, and I either didn't test well or they watched the cut and they decided before doing a test run that they
didn't
just
had
like
to
that.
Change it.
So that's why, that's why him suddenly deciding to fight is completely out of fucking left field.
Yeah.
It's like he's looking and then it's like, oh, there's fanfare. I guess he wants to live for no reason.
And he's just not good. I kind of get it in that 70s zone, because I could imagine like people in the movie theaters being like, yeah, he's fucking getting out. And then I'm looking at it like, well, I've seen like 80 zombie movies at this point.
Yeah, like, oh, come on.
You know, I'm fine with, and I'm completely fine with Peter like accepting his fate. Like, this is fucked.
Yeah,
regardless.
I know. I would almost
I thought he was going to have like a grenade or something. I was like, all right, I'm taking
all
these motherfuckers down. And then that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I mean, they still gave me the ending like where it's just like, all right, they fly. How much gas do we have left?
Yeah,
like not much. So you know,
like,
it's not like this cheery ending.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna raise a white baby somewhere in Canada.
Yeah. Like, let's take inventory. We've got a Derringer with one shot and a third of a tank of gas.
It keeps giving your guns away to zombies.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Keep the guns.
Yeah. Or all those guns on the rack as he runs out.
Yeah,
I think Shaun of the Dead is the only good zombie movie with a happy ending.
Yeah.
Well, it's a comedy.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
This should have been a comedy, though. Honestly,
does not take himself too seriously.
Yeah.
This
no, certainly,
that's one thing that you would kind of take.
Like, not that it's just, if it had been this like serious, like, oh, we're trying to send this message, blah blah blah, and you don't have any of the like slapstick where you got people throwing pies and people's faces.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So it makes it. It's a.
Or the blood pressure cuff.
Oh, yeah. Like,
zero over zero.
Well, that's the thing. Tom Savini, who was the marauder with the switchblade mustache problem.
Yeah.
He's from Pittsburgh, like Romero. And his big thing, like early on, he was a special effects guy. Like, he was a practical effects guy. Which is one of the things I love about this movie. Like, again, not to compare it to The Walking Dead, but like, that's the current, like, most widespread, like, zombie text that exists right now and is ongoing. Like, it's obviously a bunch of CGI bloodshots and stuff.
Yeah.
This was fucking squid and practical effects.
Yeah.
And sometimes, yeah, it looked a little cheesy, but, like, I would much rather that than, like...
Well, yeah, I would say this is probably the one of... Like, I really enjoy Shaun of the Dead. I've seen, like, 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
I think this is great. 28 Days Later is great. I think this is an incredible zombie movie.
Yeah.
I enjoy the fact that... You don't have all the, you know, the, now you got it where the zombies look all decayed and shit.
Yeah.
And these people just makeup that made
them
pale.
Yeah.
And you can see their faces.
Yeah,
and
they've
it's
got
just
foundation.
Like all these like goofy looking faces. So it just adds so much more to it. Like each zombie has a character almost.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I did appreciate I think zombies work better in that time.
Yeah. This is something we talked about when we did the original Night of the Living Dead. Just the look of the zombie, just by changing to color from black and white, is such like a disparate difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blanking on his name, Robert Kirkman, who writes the Walking Dead comics. Like, he refused to do the comics in color because sometimes zombies don't look fucking good with color.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a fact. Like, when you see the guy with the afro that looks like Blackula or like a Kill character, like in the ghetto tenant, like in the very beginning. Like, where he comes up, like, you're just like, this is a character. Like, he seriously looks like Blackula or something.
No,
you would see in the Key and Peele sketch.
No, I did think Key and Peele.
Yeah, right? And it's ridiculous. But then, like, you look at one of the zombies, like, in Night of the Living Dead, like, in black and white, like, and they probably didn't even have to do much with that. And some of them look absolutely terrifying, but, like, you said, a lot of them have, like, their own character, like, the fucking Krishna zombie.
I appreciate it, because you don't get that in the, like, none of the, like,
all
Shaun of
the
Dead had, the zombies have
very
personality.
Distinct. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't get that from a lot of the other ones, you know?
No, certainly. It's just very much, like, lumped in, or, like, oh, they're ragged, half their face is missing. Like, they do not stand out at all.
Yeah, they're just full-on monsters.
But that in itself might be some kind of a commentary, too. So,
yeah.
Zombies, y'all.
Zombies.
Let's talk about the obvious fucking disconnect with this movie. The goddamn score by the goblins. Because... think how different that pie scene would be without that goofy fucking Calliope music.
Well, and I think that's how, like, if you were questioning whether or not Romero was taking himself 100% seriously,
that soundtrack
score really settles it. It's no.
Just say, if one day down the road your main song is reimagined as the Robot Chicken theme song with chickens clucking, maybe this is kind of silly and tongue-in-cheek. But yeah, again, like, there's so many of those things. Some of the fight scenes when they fight the zombies, like my favorite shot of the movie is when Peter and Roger are running the trucks, and the zombie, like, places his hand on Roger's cheek. And, like, he lets it, but then, like, out of nowhere, like, he snaps and gets very angry about it.
Yeah.
But, like, it's there for, like, a good four seconds. And
very
then, like,
tender.
And then he gets angry and punches the zombie. It's like, it's like he was questioning his sexuality as far as zombies go.
I was reading some serious homoerotic tension between Peter and the other cop.
Roger. Absolutely.
I went over my head.
They were all they had. They were all they had.
What about the pregnant
lady? They were, well, I mean, she was already taken.
Yeah, she was a flyboy.
Yeah, she had flyboy's wretched seed in her.
You know what? That was my favorite, because I started off really hating Flyboy. And then, and, you know, he grows on you, and then he does dumb shit. Yeah,
I really liked the redneck hunting party.
Yeah, that was really good.
The Hell's Angels.
That looked like fun, and that made you think, like, wow,
no,
I want to be a part of this zombie apocalypse.
But then they all, like, they get killed, probably because they're shit hammered when they go to the raid a hall.
I mean, you know.
It's like, it's a good old day at camp, hunting and camping. No, it is, like, I guess I enjoyed it. For what it was, but it, it's not bad.
No, it's not.
It has some really great moments in it that I really like.
But if they made a movie like that today, I would not think it was nearly as good.
As it exists now. Yeah, and again, like you look at it in the era that created it too.
Especially
when you look at it against a lot of the other movies of that decade, because like 78 was the same year. Or, like, it was around the same time that you got, like, the first Rocky and, like, the Deer Hunter or Apocalypse Now. Very serious movies, like, with a lot to say. And this movie has a lot to say, but then it's like zombies that's like... So it's interesting to see that. Like, it's obviously... I think it's very much a B-movie. And even the majority of his films, like, because they're all produced very cheaply. Like, they're all independent. The first one is in the public domain because they registered it under the wrong fucking title. Like, that's how on top of their production they were. And now, like, anyone can make a remake, anyone could press a DVD copy of it and sell it because Romero doesn't have a fucking copyright to it. So, and all of these, like, Dawn of the Dead, then Day of the Dead. Like, I think Land of the Dead is probably the only one that got, like, a major studio push, because they had, like, Dennis Hopper and John Leguizamo and the fucking dude from The Mentalist and Dario Argento's daughter, Asia Argento. And then after that, he did a couple more, and they fucking suck.
I like Diary of the Dead.
I like Diary of the Dead. I hate Survival of the Dead.
Oh, I haven't seen
Survival of the Dead is fucking terrible.
I've never even heard of those.
I've heard on him too. Like, he had been coming out.
Diary of the Dead, it was like a found footage style. And it ends up being really good. And again, like, it actually ends up having a lot to say. Survival of the Dead, it would have been nice if he had dropped maybe a couple million on good actors. Like, because it's very clear that, like, he was just trying to cut every corner. It's like, you can still make good movies for cheap, man. Yeah, man. Like, Desperado cost $2 million or $6 million to make. And that was in 96. So, it's unfortunate that he... he's kind of fallen off along the way, but like, I will stand by the first three Dead films, and even Land of the Dead to a lesser extent.
And it kind of becomes hard when you have that budget, but it still has that like B-movie quality.
Exactly.
It's like you're less likely to just kind of wave your hand and be okay with a little.
But then you like you look at like the zombie movies that have gotten major studio pushes, and most of them aren't very fucking good.
Yeah.
Because the focus again, it's like, hey, zombies are in this, isn't that neat? And it's like, well, I guess, but like, I don't know, maybe if the movie was also good, I guess.
Zombie alone can't.
No, absolutely not. Like I think we talked about it before, Night of the Living Dead, but Warm Bodies. Perfect example. Like, it's a fairly interesting concept, but it tries to get by solely on the fact that, like, there's zombies in it, and I don't think it really does anything well.
It was a pretty good translation of the book, though, so that might be the source materials.
Probably. Yeah, and that could very well be that, too, because I've never read the book, because books are for nerds.
You're doing a zombie podcast, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm not saying I'm not a nerd. I'm just saying I'm a nerd who don't fucking read no books without no pictures. You fucking geek. But yeah, like, beyond that, I'm hard-pressed to think of anything besides, like, B-type stuff. That
28
is
Days Later, I think, is fantastic.
28 Days Later, absolutely.
Although their budget was smaller
even that,
then.
Yeah, that's
focused
features, so that's...
What about Zombieland?
Zombieland is probably the one exception, but I think that skates by because it's a comedy.
That's true.
Much like Shaun of the Dead.
Right.
Even though that, again, not a super expensive film.
And making another one.
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah, it's been announced.
Another what?
Is it by
another Zombieland.
Oh, Zombieland.
Yeah.
I did hear about that.
Yeah.
No, I was like, oh, wait. The other Shaun of the Dead.
I don't know where they're going with that. I don't know.
Well, it's the Cornetto trilogy. They can't.
Yeah.
No. Cornetto trilogy is beautiful.
Yeah, don't touch the Cornetto.
Oh, man. I wish I could do that trilogy on the podcast again.
I'd do it again.
That was so much goddamn fun doing it. Just did all three of them in a row.
Shaun of the Dead was my first zombie movie. That's what got me into zombies. And because I know it so well, it's really fun to watch, like, Dawn of the Dead and, like, they use
the
ridiculous song.
Yeah.
And they also use, like, specific sound effects from this
like
movie and other Romero movies.
We're coming to get
like
you, Barbara.
That's
night.
But like, there's like when they're first fueling up their helicopter in this movie, there's like a very specific sound that's all over Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't do it.
What would you guys do if you were locked in a mall, like in the same scenario?
Oh, well,
like, what's your first go-to?
If I
place?
Was in the zombie apocalypse, I'd kill myself. I know this for a fact. I watch a lot of zombie movies. To survive in the zombie apocalypse, you have to become a sociopath. I don't want to do that.
Yep.
I don't want to watch my loved ones do that. I would kill myself. I'm not very fit. I don't have any survival skills. I'm an English major. I don't have anything to offer.
I'm kind of with her, but then it comes like, do you like? It's like. I don't like if the zombie apocalypse happens. I don't believe the whole like I think that's it. Like it's gonna eventually consume itself. Like it's gonna be either like all zombies. Like it's not. It's just the zombie thing is like we don't die, we multiply. That's like their thing. Like,
yeah,
so the biggest gang. They're gonna be the biggest gang. You can't fuck with the zombies. Man.
But what if you could like hold up in a mall like they did, like impenetrable.
It wasn't though.
It's the whole and I like I like because you fucking it's always something. Like even if it's not the zombies, it's a group of
people
that are like, all right, we're gonna fucking take this spot over.
But
ain't
the zombies, it's the people.
Yeah.
You know. I guess the question becomes like because part of what happened with them is like they fell to the trappings of like their old lives.
Yeah,
even though
they got comfortable.
Yeah, and they're like, oh yeah, let's put nice furniture. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
Like a bed, I totally fucking get it.
Yeah.
Why do you need fucking paintings on the wall? But at the same time though, like I certainly understand.
You want that
normalcy, and they even say it like when the zombies come back to the mall, like they're going back to something familiar.
Yeah.
Like it's an instinct.
Yeah.
So I mean,
but
I guess we're fucked no matter what.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like you like fuck like that's some heavy shit just to deal with. It's like all right, it's fucking. Something that we have no idea why this is happening, really. We don't know anyway. The scientist was like, we don't know what the fuck to do. Like,
yeah.
We just gotta just fucking, we might have to just feed them. Like, that's what we have. And it's like, all right, it's only you fucking kill them, but they keep coming back. Like, what do you, like, what do you do? Like, what really do you do? You can either just be like, all right, let me try to be as comfortable. Just like if somebody's about to die, you know, like somebody's like, I want to be as comfortable as possible. Just when I die. Not like, I don't want to be, you know, and it's just like, all right, well, fuck it. We're going to get these furs. We're going to eat steaks. We're going to pop champagne.
Like, we're going to have the one black dude who survived wait on us.
Yeah. Cook us dinner.
Yeah.
I think he might not have cooked the dinner. They didn't show him cooking.
That's true. He was doing a nice thing for his friends.
It was, like, but he came out dressed as a fucking waiter.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
If he come out like in his fucking policeman blues, like, would have been like, okay, he's just being nice because he knows these two, you know, fucked. Yeah. And
at least once.
Yeah, definitely at least once.
Well, maybe twice, because they showed the other scene where she's like naked.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got like shadow titty.
Yeah, right.
Shadow titty.
I was like, yeah,
shadow titty, the best titty. Yeah. No nipples, but you know they're there.
You know they're there. They're definitely there.
You squint, you can make them out. She got real nice ones.
But of course, in true Romero fashion, like, the people that survive in the end, the black man and the woman, the life giver, and the person that actually is logical and reasonable for most of the movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Goddamn test, whatever, screen test for the fucking people.
Yeah. Ruining the movie. Well, that's the thing, too. Like, this box that I have has 3 fucking cuts.
Yeah, I saw it.
There's the theatrical cut, which is the cut that we watched.
Uh-huh.
And it's the only one that I have watched so far.
Okay.
There's the U.S. director's cut, and then there is a European director's cut. Each of those subsequently longer than this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not read up on the differences, because eventually, someday I'm going to sit down and
watch
it.
I actually was going through the thing, and it said, at least in like the little sleeve here, that I think Romero's the first one is his favorite. So the one
The theatrical cut. That's the one we watched.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Can I also say that this is one of the most unattractive casts in a movie?
Yeah.
Like, these are not attractive people.
No, they're not.
Which is kind
of... They're real.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's 70s for you. Like, you know, like, pornography.
Yeah,
70s when guys who looked like me were the dudes who were doing the fucking. Now it's all dudes who look like Channing Tatum with barbed wire tattoos.
You know.
All these douchebag MMA fighter motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It tells how you really feel.
Look, man, I'm not saying that I want to fuck on film, but I would like to fuck. I think fucking is pretty dope. That's pretty fun. I'm just saying, a motherfucker that's got a barbed wire tattoo deserves to die before he deserves to get his dick whatever.
Yeah, he's going to be the guy that... I don't know. What was the worst death in that movie?
The arm cuff guy. The arm cuff was definitely the dumbest death.
The one guy that has...
He went back to
his
twice.
He's like...
Yeah. Dude just really wants to know how he's doing.
Well,
how he's
the arm cuff thing was...
lost their fucking mind.
The arm cuff thing, it wasn't scripted.
Okay.
That was an effect that Tom Savini decided to improvise, like, when they were shooting all that stuff.
Oh,
because his whole thing is he's a fucking effects guy, so he wanted to do as much different stuff as he could. So then, like, you get all the practical stuff, like, intestines getting ripped out and everything later.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, what would be a cool way to kill someone? This is a stupid way to die, but it's kind of fun. People are going to fucking remember the dude that sat down to get his blood pressure and got his fucking arm ripped
off. I want to know my blood pressure now.
Yeah.
So, like, you have the disparity now with the old school zombies, and then now just the new school zombies, which are like, you know, they're manic and just are speedies.
That's only in some of them.
Ones now are just still. I mean, like in Walking Dead, are
Walking
still,
Dead is
they're,
pretty
they're
close.
Romero style zombies, yeah.
Well, cause see, like I always had this kind of idea in my head that I would like, yeah, you can, you know,
yeah.
And these people, for the most part, outrun the zombies.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's just the fact,
cardio.
The power in numbers. So I don't really have an issue with. With like, I feel like if you got the fast zombies, they're like fucking unstoppable.
Yeah,
like at least like, all right, I have maybe a chance, but it's just the sheer numbers. They'll fucking come at you. Like you get like 4 of them in a group, man, they'll swarm you.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's I don't have a disdain for the slow zombies as much as I thought I would have.
I think often the trade-off for fast zombies is they are killable and always can kill a human.
Okay.
So, not always, but that's often the trade-off. If they're fast, they can be killed in more ways than brain removal.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, because 28 days later, they're not...
They're just
technically
trained
zombies.
Yeah, the virus.
And they obviously like, they don't fucking...
Or, like, I Am Legend, even.
Or World War Z.
Yeah.
They're Romero-style zombies in World War Z.
Were they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the movie. I'm talking about the book. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, they
were. Sorry, guys. I really like zombie books.
Yeah, they were track stars in the movie.
Yeah. spoiler
alert.
Yeah,
they were like fucking movies. One of the
same
fucking things.
I've not read a single.
Well, you can't
like really
have like.
About,
I like Brad Pitt, but it's like
I love Brad Pitt, but
Brad
he can't
Pitt.
Carry a movie on his
If unless you die in this, I'm not gonna be happy, man.
Yeah. Because
like you get in these like almost like oh he's not gonna like no he's gonna get out he's fucking Brad Pitt man.
Yeah.
Unless the zombies rip them to pieces, I won't be like.
Well, that's right. Like, I don't even know why they tied it into that property because, like, I haven't read the book, but like, it's an epistolary now, right? Like, it's mainly like accounts, like an interview.
Yeah,
stuff,
right.
Yeah.
It is 100%. There's like almost none of the book in the movie,
yeah.
Except for the title.
So yeah, so and like this is like Brad Pitt. It's like, oh nope, there's a very clear plot here.
I think they just like ran into a lot of problems getting it made and just like writing the script and just
like,
rewriting and reshooting. Like went back.
I would
and
contend that
like,
there was almost no script written. But that was a major fucking. That was like a blockbuster. That was a fucking summer release.
Nah, yeah.
And that movie sucked. So,
I mean,
I will take a fucking Dawn of the Dead.
Nah,
yeah, by the way, in terms of social commentary, World War Z, the book, as a zombie piece of media, is phenomenal.
The
audiobook is really fantastic, too. Simon Pegg's and a lot of other famous people.
Nice. Simon Pegg's and what?
He does one of the chapters of the World War Z audiobook.
Oh, okay.
He's very handsome.
Yeah,
very, very handsome voice.
He's also, he and Nick Frost are also in Land of the Dead as zombies.
Yes, they are. Yes,
they
are. It's pretty neat.
That is a nice
little
Easter egg.
Because Romero liked Shaun of the Dead so much, he put him in Land of the Dead.
It makes sense for that. is there anything else we want to say about Dawn of the Dead before we start to wrap it up?
Definitely check it out.
Yeah, it's good. I enjoyed it. I mean, I don't consider that wasted time.
Nah, it wasn't wasted time. It's just like, I guess it's that I've been hearing about Dawn of the Dead for like a long time,
mm-hmm.
and like legitimately, it's solid. But then it's I think you build your expectations so high, it's you probably never can like.
Well, I mean, he was building the genre.
Yeah,
definitely.
Pretty
like,
fantastic.
Yeah, this
no,
is
he
like
gets, he gets. The
this
sound.
Is the second like as far as movies go. This is the second like major like force because like you had White Zombie from the 30s with Bela Lugosi, but like that. Isn't it like that? Is it really that was like voodoo stuff? Like, it doesn't really factor in to our understanding of like zombie as like a symbol of like a fucking epidemic and shit,
yeah.
and like as a reflection of us and all that bullshit. And so, yeah, like this was the second major swing for the fences on zombies.
Yeah.
So, also, I do want to mention, KK mentioned very early on, how much the cops fucking suck at the
job. Oh, yeah!
It's
terrible. Like, aren't you supposed to be, like, a SWAT team? Like, good at this?
Yeah. No tactics whatsoever.
Yeah,
it's just,
it's all over
this motherfucker named Wooly just wants to say
kill,
the N-word.
Just wants to kill my blood.
He doesn't like a real cop.
Yeah, some things no change.
Yep.
It's not Officer Wooly or Sergeant Wooly. It's just Wooly.
By the way, I'm really confused. I thought that, because like, were you in Wooly's unit? Like, was he mad that Wooly is dead, or was he mad that Wooly was murdering alive people?
I think the context of that scene that I took away was that he was worried that Roger would rat out that Peter shot Wooly in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Peter fucking killed Wooly.
No, he just fucking murdered him.
Because he was like, this dude, like, he recognized that dude was killing fucking innocent people.
Yeah.
Fucking blue. That was, like, one of the greatest...
Yeah.
Like, just his fucking head just
went
straight
everywhere.
Off.
Yeah.
Was
like that dude was just fucking chilling in his apartment. Like, I don't know, maybe fucking listening to, I don't know, fucking Fleetwood Mac or whatever. He's like the fucking landslide playing in the background, and then this fucking racist cop kicks his door and fucking blows his head off.
In walks Wooly.
I do like, another thing I enjoyed about this, I like the movie.
Yeah.
All right, but like they got right into it. Like, the fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, all right, the zombie apocalypse is happening. Let's get this shit going.
Yeah.
Like, fuck all
but
that.
But as like Kiki said, like, all of these films are within the same time, like, fucking epidemic. Like,
mm-hmm.
they take place in different parts. Although this one starts out, because Night of the Living Dead is in Pennsylvania, and this starts out in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So, like, they start out close together.
And then they go to Ohio, actually. That mall is in
yeah,
Ohio.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, the world expands over each installment. So, yeah, it's absolutely... It's a world-building movie. And actually, I like to think... Because, like, the fucking rednecks and shit that you see, like, early on, like, at the farmhouse, is, like, the first one takes place at a fucking farmhouse. And it ends with, like, these rednecks coming in and kind of saving the day, at least in that area. So it's like, oh, that's probably some of the same fucking people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very interesting in that regard to see, like, and over, what, 40 fucking years now, like, he's been doing the Dead films.
Yeah. That's his bread and butter.
Yeah. And there's been some drop-off in quality with some of them. But, like, to fucking sustain that for that long is certainly...
Romero definitely gets props for, like, fucking... being a trailblazer in the zombie genre.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, not just, you know, he had fun with it and tried to put some good shit in it, too. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
And fucking, oh, Peter, the dad from Kenan and Kale.
Really?
Yeah, he's the dad from Kenan and Kale.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
From Kenan and Kale.
Kenan and
you know,
Kale.
For some reason, I was like, Tia and Tamara, that's not
true. That's a different black. I know my black people, Kaka.
Well, I don't know why I was thinking Tia and Tamara. Kenan and Kale sound nothing like Tia and Tamara. I just immediately thought that's what we were talking about.
It was weird that they couldn't find a real Puerto Rican guy.
I know!
Well, I mean, they had actual, like...
I don't know.
I was like, shoot, you little Puerto Rican ass.
I don't know who the fuck that guy was.
Yeah. It looked like Robert Downey Jr.
Like,
in Tropic
They didn't have to throw in. We didn't even need to really see a Puerto Rican person.
Yeah.
How was he going to know? We could call somebody a spit.
Yeah. All right, we need to validate what Wooly just said, so we need
right.
a Puerto Rican
we
guy to run out that door.
With a fucking bandana and a wig.
But it's,
yeah.
it's Pennsylvania, so
yeah.
there's not
face.
A lot of
yeah.
Puerto
yeah.
Ricans.
Yeah, a lot of foundational.
Wooly needs to save face.
But I swear, they like, I mean, wasn't some people in the biker gang that, like, at the bare minimum was of Hispanic descent?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
They would have gone
Romero. Is, right?
yeah. Anybody else could have, I don't know, maybe... Maybe he owed him a favor. And let me play a
Puerto
Rican.
Wait, what if that guy just really looks like
yeah.
that?
Oh my god.
And then he just offends everybody. Like, no, I look like this.
I look like this.
This
is my face.
This is my face.
It's Puerto Rican.
Like, it looks like I'm wearing foundation the entire time. That's something I've
been persecuted all my life.
Yeah.
People think,
yeah.
oh my god. No, I'm, this is me.
This is me, you ass.
the one last thing I want to say before we wrap it up. The very beginning opens in the fucking news station.
Yeah.
Where apparently the order of the day is they're still concerned with viewership.
Yeah.
To the point where they're running like inactive rescue stations.
Yeah.
And like, and even when everybody's trying to clear out, that guy was like, no, we need the ratings. Like, I don't think the Nielsens are running right now. Like, the country's falling apart.
Yeah.
So, like, it just ties more into
just
the whole commentary
yeah.
thing. And I think that's really interesting.
Nah.
And that, but it's like, it hits on it right at the beginning, and then that's it. The rest of it's all like, oh, people, we love our shit.
Hold on, wait a minute. I will say this, and then before we get in, my only thing I think was, he's saying this about people, but.
Yeah.
Do you think zombies will really go to the mall? Like, I don't think zombies will really go to the mall.
But,
right?
I mean, he invented these zombies.
He invented those zombies, so I guess
on those principles,
I think they would wander wherever. Like,
yeah.
that's the thing. Like,
yeah.
And they made the point, like, and it would make sense, too, because, like, obviously, like, a place like that is going to be populated,
yeah.
and it's a food... It's the same
yeah.
thing as, like, a fucking cheetah like hanging out by a watering hole to stock
yeah,
gazelle
buffet
like
yeah
like it makes sense. It's like, you know, like, people congregate here,
yeah,
so bam, line them up.
Maybe like
but
the Walking Dead, like, herd mentality thing,
right? Well, they're already starting to use tools for them, like,
right,
to
yeah,
yeah,
this one. So
they could hold a gun,
yeah,
and they can choose they want the one gun over the other gun.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like this is a better gun.
Oh god,
and of course it's very important
yeah.
that
yeah. I get that
of course
now.
That fly boy knows
yeah.
where they are.
Yeah, yep. you know, yeah. Nah, yeah, yeah. And I that was good. Like,
yeah.
he's like, fucking,
It's like, I was just going to wonder, and then it's like, oh, no.
And then I think, like, in Land of the Dead, that's where they show, like, they're starting to, like...
It's even more advanced.
I want to watch some more, because I think this might be the first Romero zombie.
Yeah, well, you got Night of the Living Dead. I own every single one of them, so...
That's cool.
I might do Day of the Dead this month. We'll see how I feel after we finish the remake. All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up. Go around, everybody, favorite moment or favorite scene really quick, and then we will bring this thing to an end.
Yeah.
Peter, we'll start with you.
Just them, like, tearing around the mall. I love that. That was, like, I have, like...
Like, when they're, like, just the core group when they're shopping?
Yeah, I have daydreams about, like, being in a post-apocalyptic scenario. Like, while I'm in a store, and I'm like, this is gonna be all mine.
I'm gonna take all this money that is useless in this new world.
I'm gonna take all these guns, all these cars, all these clothes, and I'm gonna be the king of this mall. Yeah, so that really connected with me, and I was like, yeah, they're having a great time.
Peter bricked them all. KK?
I think my favorite scene is actually the fuel-up scene, where, like, Peter has to, like, shoot the kid zombies.
Yeah.
And, like, Roger gets saved by the chopper blades.
Yeah, that's one of the best
times. Yeah. It's just, like, it's one of the only parts of the movie where I, like, really feel fear. And, I mean, that's fine. I don't need to feel afraid of every zombie movie I watch, but it's one of the only ones where I'm, like, really tense because I'm nervous about the actual, like, zombies hiding in the grass.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite scene.
Cool.
One of my favorite scenes is the scene where they're taking the money out of the bank, and then they look at the camera and say, it's got a lot of great, like, it's an entertaining film for sure. It's funny, man. It's funny. Like, I mean, and it's got legitimate suspenseful parts where you don't know what's going to happen. So I like, it's a nice balance, and it's not just like, well, the pie scene is a bit like,
a bit over the top.
But those are fucking crazy.
You guys brought
pies. Even I thought somebody was going to say that's a great, just a, you, I've never seen that ever. Like, all right, we're going to pie these zombies in the face. But yeah, money and zombies getting pied in the face.
All right, I love Ken Forey, who plays Peter.
Mm-hmm. He's incredible.
He's definitely, like, I don't think any of those four are bad actors. Mm-hmm. I think he's definitely the glue that holds them together, for sure.
Definitely.
So I love anytime, especially when he's talking about his granddad, Trinidad, and the whole no more room.
That's
in hell.
That's a bomb. I didn't mean it like, but that's a bomb ass line. And I've heard it now.
Yeah,
since,
well, and that was zombie, it was a tagline for the film too.
And, but that's just like, and that's the things that sucks about, like, you know, seeing something that came out a certain time and not being able to experience it in that moment.
Yeah,
because it probably carried so much more weight. And that read it like held is full. Like, fucking just imagine just thinking like, oh shit, like, all right.
Yeah,
just waiting for what hell fills up and then some, you know, zombies.
Just coming out of the ground.
Yeah, so for me, like, Ken Forey, anytime he's on in that speech. Also, like, the few points where, like, they have these brief, impassioned, like, pleas for humanity to be like, hey, dummies, stop. all the TV stuff with the dude with the eye patch, I fucking love, where he's like, there can be no more divisions among the living and all that. And even, like, the fucking, the one-legged priest in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's like, we gotta stop the killing or we'll lose the war. It's like, he told you what you dummies had to do, but you want to fight over, I don't know, fucking JCPenney blazers or whatever, so I guess keep killing yourselves.
It's ours.
And of course, those end credits.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's here's them all, they've gone, but life...
they're like crawling across the ice.
Yeah. But life finds a way.
Or unlife.
There you go.
I think that's the...
Cool. KK, thank you so much for guest hosting.
Yeah.
Kamari, Peter, thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah. Down of the Dead. Thank you folks for listening. We'll be tackling the remake sometime soonish. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to How Have You Not Seen This. If you enjoyed the podcast, like the page on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also leave us a rating or a review. If you're interested in donating to the podcast, you can do so through the PayPal link at the Podomatic website, howhaveyounotseenthis.podomatic.com. You can also send any questions, comments for the show to howhaveyounotseenthispodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.